Rod.
Hello, my name is Catrice. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm calling to see if y'all going to be testing today. I need to set up an appointment for my husband.
What we do here is pre-register you for...
Hey, boo.
Pre-register you for the county you live in. Y'all want to do that?
Yeah, we live in DeKalb County, Fort Payne.
Okay. You said DeKalb?
Yeah, I tried to call their number, but it sent me to do this for the COVID test, and he needs to get a shot. He hadn't got it. He's 75, and he hasn't got any shot.
You said DeKalb?
Yes, ma'am. Where am I talking to you from?
Montgomery, Alabama. First name?
Oh, okay. Danny Burnett.
Danny?
Mm-hmm.
And you spell his last name? B-E-R.
B-U-R-N-E-T-T.
Phone number?
It's 256-845-1266.
256-845-1266. Email address?
I don't know. I don't really know. He's got a computer, but I don't never mess with it, so I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. You don't have to have it. As long as you have a working number, that's fine. And his age?
75.
First name Danny, last name Burnett. Phone number is 256-845-1266. Email address.
Yeah, or you can. He's got a cell. His 3715 Sanders Avenue Northeast in Fort Payne.
And he also want to register yourself.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to. I was trying to register, sign him up to get a shot. They were going to be at our health department today. They were going to, this week sometime, they were going to be giving some more shots. But I called down there and I never could get through. And then they gave me this number, so I didn't know what I was supposed to do. So I just called
it.
Yeah,
what you do here is we is pre-registering you for that county. So once we get through here, you can call that county and let them know that he have been pre-registered. So now you can get receive a date for him. See, that's what they be wanting y'all to do also first, is get pre-registered for that county you live in.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So then when y'all get through here, I call down there to the office. I don't know if I can even get them to answer me. They've got it on a robo thing, so I don't know. But
yes, ma'am. But once we do this part, what they'll do, they'll just call y'all with the number you gave on file to give you the appointment date for his time to come in.
Oh, okay. That'd be good. They need to call me. I'll have to give them my phone number because he's working and he won't be around the house, so I was going to call his cell phone or text it, and so they can call me at my cell phone. I'll have to give it to them so they can get in touch with me.
Okay, then. That'd be fine. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Do what?
Is there anything else I could help you with?
No, that's all. If you just do whatever you're supposed to, and tell me what I'm supposed to be doing next, though, because I don't know.
You can just wait on a phone call from them with the appointment and the time.
Okay.
And
do I call them, or are you going to get in touch with them and they'll call me?
No, I did my part. So the only thing you got to do now is just wait on them to call you, or either you can give them some time, you can call them and ask them. But they're going to call you
okay.
for the appointment date.
Well, they'll call my house phone,
yes,
won't they?
Yes, ma'am.
Put my cell phone in while you're there. Tell them to call that first. Can I do that?
I can't go back to it. So the thing you do now, just call
okay.
the county. Once I just sent
okay.
everything over to the county, all information, I just sent it to the
okay.
county.
Okay, I'll try to call them and get a hold of them after I get off the line with you.
Okay, thank you, love.
All right, thank you. Have a blessed day.